You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. With the 91st Academy Awards now just a memory, there were some stunning moments from Hollywood's biggest night. And joining me live to talk all things Oscar is Boise Weekly movie critic George Prentice. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Gemma.
All right. So I watched all of it.
3 hours, 19 minutes and a few seconds.
Shortest Oscars like in televised history?
No, not by far. Some preliminary ratings are in.
Okay.
We're told that right now it looks like last night's Oscars attracted about 30 million viewers. That would be the second smallest audience on record.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So better than last year, but last year was the worst year. We were hostless.
Mm-hmm.
Shiver to think of what this ceremony would have been like with a host.
Right.
And it may have confirmed that maybe this thing shouldn't have a host.
It seemed to move, at least in the sense of getting people on and off the stage.
Yep. At times. So I thought that we could relive last night very, very quickly.
Okay.
For those who missed last night's ceremony, here it is.
Live from the Dolby Theater at Hollywood in Highland, it's the 91st Academy Awards.
That's great. So just a quick update for everybody in case you're confused. There is no host tonight. There won't be a popular movie category, and Mexico is not paying for the wall.
And the Oscar goes to, this name I can't pronounce, Alfonso Cuarón.
Muchas gracias, Alivo. Muchas gracias a mi familia. Muchas gracias, México. Y sobre todo, muchas gracias, Jonás Boy Olmo. Gracias, gracias, gracias.
I'm having a panic attack.
I am so scared. Why am I so scared right now?
I don't know.
It's like you see these commercials and they're like, oh, it's Hollywood's biggest night. And I'm always like, whatever, shut up. And now I'm here and like, this is Hollywood.
This is Hollywood's biggest night. It's a big night.
I want these people to like me to a degree that I find embarrassing.
And the Oscar goes to Regina King. And the Oscar goes to Mahershala Ali.
And the Oscar goes to
Olivia Colman.
And any little girl who's practicing their speech on the telly, you never know.
And the Oscar goes to
Rami Malek.
And the Oscar goes to Green Book.
Well, apparently that wraps up the 91st Academy Awards. I would like to say congratulations to all the nominees and good night to Bradley Cooper's mother and my children. And thank you for watching.
No,
that wasn't too bad.
Two minutes.
I felt like no one told Julia Roberts she was supposed to wrap the show up.
Yeah, exactly. Then that when you don't have a host, somebody has to say goodnight.
Right.
Julia, you drew the short straw.
She did.
So thank your kids and Bradley Cooper's mother and get off the stage.
Yeah, time to go.
So history. Some history was made. It's important to note that three of the four acting Oscars went to people of color last night. Rami Malek won for Bohemian Rhapsody. We had Regina King win the Best Supporting Actress for If Beale Street Could Talk, and Mahershala Ali won Best Supporting Actor for the second year in a row, this time for Green Book. He is only the second African-American actor ever to have two Oscars, the other being Denzel Washington. So he has vaulted to a level of stardom in Hollywood, Mahershala Ali. That was a pretty big night for them. And then, of course, we had people of color win Oscars for production design and costumes. Alfonso Cuarón, of course, won three Oscars last night. To that end, it was a ceremony of inclusion. So that's the good news.
Mm-hmm. What was interesting to me or surprising was Olivia Colman winning, because I think the odds were Glenn Close. And in fact, in her speech, she said, I didn't want it to be this way.
Right. Glenn Close, that's seven Oscar losses for Glenn Close now. Olivia Colman, by the way, is darling. She is very good in The Favorite. You may have heard that she is taking over the role of Queen Elizabeth in The Crown, which will start on Netflix later this year. Olivia Colman is a pretty hot actress right now, and it's my understanding that everyone who works with her loves her, And she was very charming last night.
Oh, she was delightful.
Yep.
I mean, she really was.
Yeah.
She just seems like a normal person.
Yeah, exactly. I think the big surprise last night was the big award of the night, Green Book.
One right?
Best Picture. And if anything, it proved that Netflix, no, you can't buy a Best Picture Oscar. You can get a bunch of others. But Netflix was attached to that. And Hollywood did push back at Netflix last night and gave it to a movie that a lot of people saw, Green Book.
What was interesting, too, with that was there was some pushback, though, about Green Book winning. And in fact, I saw Green Book. I thought it was a wonderful movie.
It's an audience-pleasing movie.
It really is. Yep. And yet, I think the odds-on favorite, as you said, was Roma. But all night long, I was like, it's a Netflix movie. It didn't have to go to the movie theater.
So, indeed, that did play out. Netflix spent a ton of money marketing in the trades, as they call them, in Hollywood and Los Angeles. I think Hollywood loves Alfonso Cuarón as a filmmaker and can't wait to see his next film. Hollywood's not so much in love with a company that would like fewer people to go to cinemas and more of them to stay home and watch movies on their TVs. That's what played out last night. If there was a loser last night, I think it was Netflix.
Also, there was some, when you say there were positives, what do you think were the negatives? Because there always are. And I did read something that, so Spike Lee won what? Was it Best Adapted or Best Screenplay?
Best Adapted Screenplay for Black Klansman. It was a big moment. Spike Lee had been nominated before. He had even boycotted the Oscars very publicly before. But it was a pretty big moment when he went up to win the Oscar. After the ceremony, he said, you know what? I have lost. My films now have lost twice to stories about people being driven around. He lost to Green Book this time. He lost to Driving Miss Daisy last time. But Spike Lee is Spike Lee. And he's going to be provocative. And that's why we love him. And that's why he's provocative and challenging and controversial. So, yes, there is some conversation about Green Book being a whitewash film. I think it's just a good story. It's a true story. And the fact that Mahershala Ali took home the Oscar for it, I think, speaks well for inclusion.
And I thought what was funny, too, was I loved seeing Barbara Streisand come out on stage.
Yeah.
I kind of had to do a double take because they had already introduced A Star Is Born. So I was like, wouldn't she be coming on?
She introduced Black Klansman. Yeah.
That was fascinating.
Somebody connect those dots for me.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, but she's Barbara Streisand.
So it's Barbara Streisand.
Okay, but A Star Is Born, I do think, and we talked a little bit about this last Friday, I do think that the social media moment of the evening was Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga actually walking up from the audience, sitting down and singing Shallow. And they ripped it out, and it was great. It was, and of course, it won the Oscar for best song.
You know, I saw the movie, and what I found so fascinating was in the movie, in that scene where they sing "Shallow" for the first time.
Yeah.
He is the star.
Yep.
I mean, that character is the star, and she comes out hesitant and in front of an audience, and it was reversed last night. And
well,
he was
really nervous.
He was.
The song was shot very intimately, almost uncomfortably intimately.
There's been all kinds of stuff about that.
Yeah. With when he walked over and sat next to her, and they canoodled, and while they finished the song, and you know, she's in front of a live audience. It's always going to be Lady Gaga, and he made his way through that song. That said, it was a moment. And it was one of the better ones last night.
I think so. It really was a lovely moment.
So
and
the big winner, by the way, last night was Bohemian Rhapsody, which won four Oscars. Four Oscars. And the other films that won three were Green Book. And
how many did Black Panther win?
Black Panther won three. And Roma won three.
Also, let's talk about the opening number.
I got to tell you, I thought for a moment I was watching American Idol.
Well, I did too at first when Adam Lambert came out.
Adam Lambert, it's like, okay, and Queen, yeah, fine. But of course, there were lots of American Idol commercials during the show to remind us that it would start next week. I thought it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
That said, it was a little weird, and it was almost stacking the deck in favor of Bohemian Rhapsody.
I did like seeing Queen actually performing on stage. Mm-hmm. It was odd to me that Rami Malek wasn't
Right, or at least joining them in some fashion. It seemed like a lot of things that we see on television now, between The Voice and American Idol. This felt a lot like that, and so it didn't really play off as that being as too unique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we are continuing our look back on the 91st Academy Awards celebration. George Prentice, Boise Weekly movie critic, is still in studio to talk with me about this, and we are going to go leap forward to next year. But before we do that, I was talking to you, George, before we came back on air,
mm-hmm.
that even though it was second lowest rated in history.
Yep.
It was the first time that one of my kids actually had any interest in this. That is because of Black Panther.
There you go.
And he knew the characters. And even my youngest loved Black Panther, he's in first grade. He's not in kindergarten. They're like, that's Black Panther.
Right.
So it was really interesting, I think, when you bring in a mainstream movie.
Absolutely. And I think if the Oscars have any future, they have to do that. I think what they should do, they used to do this years ago, and this would have helped, especially with Black Panther, with production design awards.
Mm-hmm.
You should bring out actors in costume. So imagine, for instance, 30, 40, or 50 actors in Black Panther costumes, which were dazzling.
Incredible.
Or some of the set designs. Put it actually on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kids would marvel at that. I think adults would, too.
Do you think if there had been a popular movie category, which, by the way, I was kind of bummed that they took it away, you think Black Panther would have taken that?
Hands down. Hands down. Now, as you may remember, the Walt Disney Company said, no, we don't want this award because we think Black Panther is going to win the Best Picture. That's a gamble that they took and lost. That said, Black Panther did take home three production awards.
Mm-hmm. So. And rightfully so.
Yep.
All right. So what? About 360-some-odd days until the next Academy Awards?
So last night at exactly 1 hour, 49 minutes into the ceremony, one of the many commercials that was in last night's Oscars was this.
It is time.
It is time.
It is time.
The Lion King. The Lion King. And that'll be the live action version of The Lion King with
July 19th.
July 19th, an all-star cast. So you can imagine how many, at least technical awards, that's going to be up. So let me give you some titles.
Okay.
Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new live action of Dumbo.
Oh, that's right.
Toy Story 4 will come out later this year. Disney.
Right.
Okay. We have the Avengers movie.
Oh, the next one.
Owned by
Disney.
Disney. We have a Star Wars movie coming out later.
Owned by Disney.
Yeah. So next year's ceremony could be at Epcot.
I was going to say.
The fact that ABC is owned by
Disney.
Exactly.
You know what? Mickey and Minnie could just host.
There you go. So we have those, but I'm going to give you some titles that you may not have heard of yet, but you will.
Okay.
Here's a movie. You Are My Friend. You Are My Friend, starring Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers.
Oh, as Mr. Rogers. Right.
Okay. Tell me that that's not going to be up for an Oscar. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is the new film by Quentin Tarantino, co-starring Leo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. It's the story of the Sharon Tate murders.
Oh.
That'll be a very big film anytime Tarantino has a film. Amy Adams will star in a movie later this year called The Woman in the Window. It was a best-selling book, a crime thriller about an agoraphobic doctor who witnesses a crime while spying on neighbors. Renee Zellweger will be Judy Garland in a film called Judy. We have a story called Harriet, the story of Harriet Tubman. Fair and Balanced. Co-starring Charlize Theron, Nicole Kidman, Margot Robbie, John Lithgow, Kate McKinnon, and Allison Janney. It's the true story of Fox News.
No, it is not.
It is. Fair and Balanced. Us is the new horror film by Jordan Peele, who had such a great success last year with Get Out. There's going to be a Frozen 2.
Oh, that's, yes. They just
Star
came out
Wars
with a new
9.
Trailer. Yeah.
You can see where next year's ceremony will probably land already. So some familiar names, some biopics, lots of big budgets from Disney. It's going to seem like every other movie opening this summer is going to be a Disney film.
Are a lot of these opening in the summer, or will we see once again where the Toronto Film Fest happens in September and then they start?
A lot of these are going to open between March and August, beginning with Captain Marvel. Now, keep in mind that Black Panther opened very early last year. Everyone was surprised at how early it opened, but it was a huge hit through the year.
That's what I was going to ask you, because
I think that's the new model.
I think it opened like March 25th or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we normally haven't seen that. So do you think, because of its success, not just its success at the box office, but the fact that it is now has won Academy Awards, will we see maybe some of these movies opening earlier?
I'm sure that's why they dropped Captain Marvel in March. I am certain of it. Otherwise, you wouldn't see a movie like that usually till Memorial Day. So Marvel movies, we're going to have Captain Marvel. We're going to have the Avengers conclusion. One movie I haven't mentioned yet that will come later this year is Aladdin with Will Smith as the genie. Have you seen the photos of him as the blue genie?
I have not.
Oh, it's pretty creepy, actually. But it's a
I kind of thought the movie
action.
Originally was a little creepy,
yeah,
but anyway.
It's live action of Aladdin, so there's another one. There are so many of these that they have to put them in the spring, in the summer. And usually Disney steps away through September through Christmas and then comes out at Christmas, which they will probably for Frozen 2. But Toy Story 4 is going to be a summertime movie. The Lion King is going to be a summertime movie. And then lots of superheroes. So,
but it's nice to spread it out because it breaks the bank, if not. Mm-hmm. But also there, I mean, you kind of, there's kind of a desert of you know, not going to the movies until Memorial Day.
Yep. And so I think Captain Marvel opens next week.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, of course, Brie Larson. And she came out last night with Samuel L. Jackson. He co-stars with her in this. Marvel has very, very big hopes for this film for all kinds of reasons. Some people have seen the movie and absolutely love it. Some trolls have seen the movie and are trashing it on Rotten Tomatoes. There's probably, I would think, some sexism involved there. But the movie looks fascinating at the very least, and it's groundbreaking.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be there opening day.
I'm curious to see it. Well, and if you look at how well Wonder Woman did.
Absolutely, yeah. Right? And then this ties in, I guess she appears in the much-anticipated Avengers conclusion, and the last word we heard on that is that that's going to be close to 3 hours, just so you know. So bring provisions.
I'm making my husband go to that one with the kids. Yeah. Okay, I want to go back to last night, and I want to talk about Best Documentary.
Great. Yeah, big surprise.
Huge surprise.
Yep. Free Solo, a fine movie about free climbing in Yosemite, upset RBG. And RBG was the odds-on favorite going into last night. Everyone was pretty excited. As a matter of fact, NPR sent Nita Totenberg, who covers the Supreme Court, to the Oscars because she appears in the documentary. I think it's because the Mr. Rogers documentary wasn't nominated. If it had been, it probably would have won. So the door was probably a little open for Free Solo. It's a fine film produced by National Geographic. I highly encourage people to see it, hopefully on a big screen. But RBG was slighted.
And wasn't it the highest grossing or one of the highest grossing documentaries ever?
It was, ever. That's right. Last year was a banner year for documentaries. RBG, the Mr. Rogers documentary, Three Identical Strangers. We are in a golden age of documentaries. I fully expect to see more this year. In the coming weeks, we'll talk a little bit about the Sun Valley Film Festival, where they're going to unveil some really, really impressive documentaries, which we'll tell you about in a couple of weeks. But RBG is already on free television. It's already on, I think, CNN.
And it's interesting, too, as you said, without bringing Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood in the mix, which is just
I don't
crazy.
Get that one.
I don't understand.
I really don't get that one. But good for nonfiction filmmaking, documentaries haven't been this good in a long time.
That's right. Always good to have you in, George.
Thanks.
Boise Weekly movie critic George Prentice, my guest. And, of course, George will be back, as he said, in a couple of weeks to talk about the upcoming Sun Valley Film Festival.